As Americans have become bigger, and the negative health effects of obesity have become more apparent, medical researchers in the United States have turned their attention to the topic of why people are fat. So far, most studies have considered only the native-born population. But for Meeta Sangavi Goyal, a medical professor at Chicago's Northwestern University, her study of immigrants and obesity was prompted in part by her own family.
My parents are immigrants, and when I look at their wedding pictures and look at them, I sort of wondered, something has changed, and that might be true of many, many families, but I thought about that in the context of an immigrant lifestyle in the United States.
For newly arrived immigrants, obesity is not a major problem. Just 8% are obese, compared with 22% of native-born Americans. But after a number of years, the immigrant population starts to look a lot more like the native-born. Dr. Goyal found that among immigrants who've been in the United States for 15 years or more, the obesity rate was 19%, almost as high as the native population.
We found that this was true for foreign-born whites, foreign-born Latinos, and foreign-born Asians. We didn't see this association for foreign-born blacks, and it could be we just didn't have a large number of foreign-born blacks in our population.
So what's causing this? Dr. Goyal's study didn't attempt to answer that question, but she and others in the medical community say it isn't too difficult to figure out. There's a lot of food to be had in the United States, and much of it is processed and full of fat and sugar.
As people move to this country, you know, there's certain food that's more readily available.
Dr. Alan Cho is a physician who works with immigrants at the Charles B. Wang Community Health Center in New York City's Chinatown.
It's very different from, some of the villages, you know, in China. And so meat become more readily available and so on and so forth. So there's a lot of immigrants when they come over, they change their diet habit.
They also change the way they eat, according to Zhao Bin Li, an immigrant who's been living in the United States for almost 15 years. Ms. Li says in China, most people eat their main meal in the middle of the day and then have a light dinner before going to bed. But in America, people are working too much during the day to eat a major meal.
So that's why just eat a small lunch. But after whole day walk, when go to home, want a big dinner, then you sleep. No exercise, some things.
It's not clear that immigrant communities recognize that excess weight is a problem. Researcher Meeta Goyal says very few immigrants visit a doctor about their weight. And Dr. Alan Cho says this may be because of cultural misconceptions about chubbiness.
I guess it goes back to the economics, basically. You know, people who are more well off tend to be, in China at least, you know, in the old days, you know, they're more, have a rounder face because they eat better, right? You know, that the signal of wealth, actually.
Dr. Cho says this misconception is having an impact on children. He recently completed a study of more than 300 children, all born to immigrants living in the United States. And he found the youngsters were more likely to be obese if they'd been born after their parents had arrived in America. For Our World, I'm Maura Farrelly.